The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 507.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a dancer and choreographer, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Chrisanna Yan. Chrisanna, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
I'm doing great, Sheena. Thanks so much for having me. I'm Chrisanna, and I was born in the UK. I moved to Canada around the age of 5, but I've been growing up in Mississauga, and I grew up as a competitive gymnast. And then I transitioned into dance at the age of 12 to 13, and I was trained in classical ballet throughout my years in high school. And then after high school, I transitioned out of ballet. Well, during my senior year, I started to do other styles in high school with my high school dance team that I helped to co-found. And that was really where I started to diverse as a dancer and started to branch out into different dance styles. But it wasn't until after high school, that was when I really started to pursue dance kind of professionally while I was in university. And that was really when it opened my eyes that I love to perform, and that was what I wanted to do. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Chrisanna, what's your cultural background?
I am Chinese. Both my parents are from Hong Kong.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have a lot. I'm kind of a quotes person. But one that I used in high school, it's actually from a song from the Pussycat Dolls album, actually. So it's an oldie. It's called Until You Love You. And the one part of the song that I really used in high school, just because as a dancer, you do battle, you know, body image issues, especially growing up in ballet and going from a gymnast to a dancer, you do go through body image issues because as a gymnast, you're muscular and you've got broader shoulders and you've got big quadriceps. Whereas in ballet, you're known to be very petite and skinny, and I did not fit that body type. And so one quote from, or one part of the song, the lyrics go, "Take a look in the mirror, you're beautiful. Take a moment to love the one you are. Learn to accept yourself, because that's your truth. You can't love nobody else until you love you."
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a great line that or quote that you mentioned. And yeah, you know, with body image issues, I think that's something that most women, all women, you know, face with or deal with or struggle with, you know, especially we're so great at comparing ourselves to others, playing the comparing game. And we just have to realize to, like, you know, as much as we can, learn to let that go and realize we are more than enough. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So I would define self-confidence as just really figuring out what it is that you have a passion for and then going for that. Because as soon as you figure that out, then it's like, oh, I can do this. And then that pushes you to do even more.
Thanks for sharing that. That was a great definition. And Chrisanna, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, as a dancer, talking about body issues, I definitely went through self-confidence issues, especially in terms of transitioning from gymnastics to ballet. And when you've been doing gymnastics your whole life and then going into dance, so I was definitely very insecure in terms of feeling like I fit in because I love to dance, but people didn't get that, especially girls who were trained in dance their whole lives. So I got to school and just people didn't seem to get that I love to dance, you know, and of course, you know, going back to body issues, I wouldn't necessarily call it body shaming, but maybe there was jealousy involved. And, you know, I definitely heard the rumors go around and things like, oh, she's fat, or, you know, I don't understand how she's a dancer and she's just a ballerina. And it definitely put these walls up. It got into my head thinking, oh yeah, you can only do ballet. That's all you can do. But like I said, like I just had this little fire inside that was like, I'm a dancer. I can do anything that you throw at me. It's because to me, it wasn't different styles of dance. It was choreography. So if you throw choreography at me, I'm going to learn it and I'm going to dance it. And that was it. For me, before self, you know, discovering that I had this self-confidence, it was just, I was okay sitting by myself at lunch. It wasn't that I was bullied. It was, you know what? I don't click with these people during my lunch hour. So I'm going to go, you know, off to the side and do what I love to do. And I focused on that. So despite these body issues, I really just, you know, took what I was given, this opportunity to focus on myself and better myself as a dancer, whether that meant stretching or working out, just focusing on me and finding that passion, deepening that passion that I already had and figuring that out. But it was definitely tough because as a gymnast and then going into a ballet dancer, you know, you have these big shoulders that you can't get rid of. And I think it was just really, really tough, especially when you're already being put into a box and people are labeling you essentially. And you kind of, it's really hard to not listen to them, especially in high school and at that age. And even like dance teachers telling you like you have no style because you're just a ballerina, but you want to do jazz and you want to do hip hop. So that was really tough.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it can be challenging when, you know, we get defined by these labels, right? It's like, no, you're exactly. Just, you're a ballet person. That's it. And, you know, we have to realize like we can do and be more. We can do ballet and do jazz and do hip hop when we have the capability to go out there and do it. You know, if you can learn one thing, why not learn the other? And, you know, it was that point in your life when you realized you are, you know, a dancer and, you know, in all types of dancers, whether it was hip hop, whether it was like ballet, or, you know, it was that aha moment to that made you realize your confidence.
I definitely think my senior year, I think the moment that I realized that there were other dance styles besides ballet, and I loved ballet. As a senior, that was really when I was introduced to other dance styles, especially doing dance team. So I was put on ballet, jazz, and lyrical dance team. But, you know, having no jazz background, never taking a jazz class in my life. But it wasn't until, I would say the true moment where I got it was actually in my senior year in grade 12 dance class, we decided to do this. Well, one of our projects was creating a production, a dance production at our Christmas show. And at that time, the Pussycat Dolls were a really big thing. They were all over the radio. I'm sure you remember Don'tcha and Buttons. And in grade 12, we're all 17, 18 years old. And when we brought up the fact we wanted to do the Pussycat Dolls, everyone just jumped on board. There was this one moment on stage. It was towards the, I would want to say like the last 30 seconds. And it was about like a 10-minute production. And throughout the 10 minutes, the crowd was just, all of the students were just screaming and they were so supportive and they were cheering. But towards the last 30 seconds, it was Don'tcha, the chorus of Don'tcha. And I remember there was this one part on stage where we were doing the exact Don'tcha choreography as the music video. And there's this part that we have to like tilt our head back. And I think that was my aha moment where I just sat in that pose for like that small millisecond where I just tilted my head back and I sunk in that moment. And I still remember that feeling till this day, which is why I can tell you this was my aha moment because I just remember it so clearly. And it was just a sense of comfort of just being on stage and feeling like I can do whatever I want to do with dance. You know, here I was as a ballerina and I'm on stage, you know, doing Pussycat Dolls choreography, which is like a burlesque cabaret type of style and so totally different. It's not just choreography that's different. It's that style and that personality that you have to grow out of as a ballerina. And I just sat in that moment for like that quick millisecond where I had to move on to the next part of the choreography. But it was just such a peaceful state of mind in that moment, even though the crowd was going crazy and they were screaming and yelling, just, you know, singing along to the songs. But it was just such a moment of like, okay, I think I found it. I think I found that self-confidence that I've been, and I found my niche too. I think that's the important thing too, when you're finding your self-confidence is finding that little specialty that you're good at and that you feel like you can do, that you can conquer the world in, you know, and that's really what that moment was for me. That aha moment was really feeling like I can conquer this. So that was a really cool moment, I think, to look back on.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's great. You know, you're able to go and dance on stage and find who you are, right, in that process. And
exactly.
Because of that, you know, what's your life been like now?
In life, passion doesn't change. And we as people, I don't think we change. I think we evolve and we grow as people. So even after discovering self-confidence in dance, I was able to, like I said, not change, but grow as an artist in the sense that, okay, I'm this dancer with a gymnastics background. What can I do with it? And so I actually got this opportunity to choreograph gymnastics floor routines. So if you watch the Olympics, you see those floor routines and they tumble, but there's also choreography involved. And I had been so removed from gymnastics when I got asked to choreograph gymnastics floor routines. And I was a little hesitant. I'm not going to lie. Those insecurities creeped up again, just because I do put this pressure on myself. And I've excelled at dance for so long that I was kind of like, I don't think that I'm experienced enough to do gymnastics. And those exact same insecurities popped in that I had in high school. And I was told at the time by this gymnastics coach, you can do this. This is what you're meant to do. This is exactly the fit for you because you have this gymnastics background that's ingrained in you since you were a kid. And now you've been training in dance. And so fusing them both together is just the perfect combination for you. So I listened, I took the job. And ever since I've choreographed about 15 floor routines, and some of them have gone on to win provincial championships. But more than that, it's been infusing this that self-confidence into these little girls. You know, I was that little girl once. And seeing them learn my choreography, learning my choreography, and then B, being confident. And when they come back to me and say, Chrisanna, thank you so much for your choreography. I love it. And I'm doing it at home and I'm practicing it wherever I go. And then I see them at competitions and I see that smile that they have, the exact same smile that I had when I was a kid. And they just go out and perform their floor routine at competitions, and just seeing that smile, to me, that's also another sense of discovery, and just knowing that I can help give back to these little girls that self and give them that little self-confidence that I had, that I was trying to find when I was a kid. So I think that's been a really cool discovery and self-confidence too, because I'm giving the self-confidence to them, but at the same time, it's giving self-confidence to me as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say that, you know, being a gymnast, I would just mention smiling. It has to come with it within. And when you smile to someone, someone can see it through your smile. And just do you, because what I mentioned this whole podcast was just me going out and taking the risk and just doing it. Don't think twice. And also, don't be afraid to sit at the table alone. I heard this at a TED Talk, actually. And especially being a leader, don't be afraid to sit at the front of the table, especially as a female in the industry, in the dance industry. Don't be afraid to sit there and use your voice. And at the same time, don't be afraid to sit at the table alone. If you're the only one there, don't be afraid to sit there, because it's during those times of silence by yourself is when you really find what you're passionate about. And so take that time to search what it is inside of you and outside of you. When you look around, see what other people are doing. Like, for instance, this moment right now, speaking with you. You know, I saw what you were doing and I thought that was really cool. And I've never done a podcast before. I've never talked, you know, I'm a dancer. I use movement to communicate, to show what I'm feeling. And so I'm a little like, you know, I don't do speeches. I don't do that kind of stuff. But seeing what you're doing, it really inspired me to get that discussion going about self-confidence. And so we all evolve at the end of the day in this world. And like I said, I don't think we change. I think we just grow and we evolve as a person. And so don't be scared. You know, take the risk and something beautiful will come out of it. And I also like the quote, life's a climb, but the view is great. And trust me, it is. After going to Hong Kong and seeing beautiful views of Hong Kong, and the only way to get to those places is by hiking. And so it's so true. As you know, you're hiking, you're climbing these mountains, but once you get to the top, the view is absolutely beautiful. So life's a climb, but the view is great.
Thanks for sharing those tips. And Chrisanna, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your choreographies, or any links or social media profiles they can connect with?
Sure. You can find me on Instagram. My Instagram name is Chrisanna Bananas with a Z at the end. And you can find me on there. I post dance videos sometimes, choreography. And you can find me on YouTube if you just search my name and probably add dance or gymnastics to the end. You can find my choreography and old dance clips of me dancing and... Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Chrisanna, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Chrisanna's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Chrisanna for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking with you.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.